Two liquor chains who are openly flouting state law on minimum pricing of alcohol are starting to create fresh political tension over the issue, WNPR's Harriet Jones reports.
Connecticut law mandates that alcohol cannot be sold below a certain minimum price per bottle. Those prices are set by the state. The statute has been challenged several times. Governor Daniel Malloy himself is known to want to reform it and tried to bring change on minimum pricing along with introducing Sunday sales of alcohol in the state. But it's been fiercely protected by lobbyists working with the state's small package stores who say they'll be driven out of business if bigger chain retailers are allowed to offer deep discounts. Now, two of those chains, Total Wine & More and Stamford-based BevMax, are advertising cheaper prices in violation of the law in an attempt to challenge it. Commissioner of the Department of Consumer Protection, Jonathan Harris, says agents from his office are gathering evidence in an investigation of both companies.
That'll be sent to legal, and they'll determine whether to proceed with enforcement action. So in this case, we are following our ordinary practice, our usual procedures, to enforce the law.
Meanwhile, Republican Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano has written to Harris, urging him to implement the appropriate punishment to stop the violation of state law. Fasano says in his letter that the law ensures that all package store owners in Connecticut have an equal opportunity to compete. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.